This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as the university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize a vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the school of the university. The discussion is underway. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today stressed that all the institutions in the country have to function in tandem and that there are checks and balances which are well meant. The chairman made these remarks during the zero hour in the House, referring to a meeting held yesterday with the floor leaders of the House on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Mr. Dhankar termed the meeting fruitful, saying that the deliberations were consensual, reflecting cooperation and concerns.
All the institutions in the country have to function in tandem, in togetherness, and also there are checks and balances which are well meant. It has been given by both Leader of the House and Leader of the Opposition that after having wider consultations amongst all concerned in their respective parties and otherwise, they would come to the chairman for further deliberations. That was the conclusion after both Leader of the House and Leader of the Opposition had shared their thoughts along with others.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that the government has blocked 1,410 gaming sites under the IT intermediary rules after the reports of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre. Replying to supplementaries of the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said betting and gambling are part of the state list and the state government has the power to make a legislative framework for it.
जो हमारी स्टेट लिस्ट है लिस्ट टू उसमें एंट्री 34 में बेटिंग एंड गैम्बलिंग आता है तो राज्य सरकारों को इसका लेजिस्लेटिव फ्रेमवर्क बनाने का पावर है कुछ राज्यों ने इसमें पहल भी की है और इसके अलावा भारत की जो नई न्याय संहिता है भारतीय न्याय संहिता उसमें सेक्शन 112 में भी इसमें एक्शन लिया जा सकता है इसके साथ ही साथ कई ऐसे स्टेप्स लिए गए जो I4C उसके माध्यम से जहां से भी कंप्लेंट आती है उस कंप्लेंट के बेसिस पे जो IT इंटरमीडिएटरी रूल है उसके हिसाब से 1,410 gaming sites ko already block kiya ja chuka hai.
The Minister of External Affairs today said that the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, should be designated as an entity of concern. Dismissing the findings of the recently released 2025 annual report by USCIRF, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that USCIRF continues its pattern of issuing biased and politically motivated assessments. He made these remarks after USCIRF, in its report, claimed that attacks against India's minorities rose in 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his heartfelt appreciation to everyone for contributing to India's ambitious mission of eradicating tuberculosis. Responding to a social media post by Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Mr. Modi emphasized that the growing momentum of grassroots efforts is paving the way for a healthier and TB-free India. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, will host a virtual candidate open house tomorrow for the PM internship scheme, building on the success of his previous sessions. The interactive forum will offer invaluable insights and real-time answers to applicants' most pressing questions. In IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.